Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Several pieces of correspondence here saying Post Malone is hosting a beer pong tournament, not a beer bong tournament.
I don't know what the tournament would be about beer bong, and maybe the fastest bong guy, but I love that we messed that up. I think it's even funnier.
Well, I could see a beer bong tournament, but whoever can consume it the fastest.
But it doesn't seem so. Of course,
irresponsible.
Bong. I don't know what it is. It doesn't seem as real relevant. Beer bong, but that's why I love that we discussed it like that was it. Apparently, it was beer pong, right?
On the copy I have, it says bong.
It does. It does. But I love that none of us even thought that it might be a beer bong.
Beer pong?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually thinking beer pong at first, and then you moved on to beer bong, and I thought, oh, I guess it is beer bong.
Yeah, it's easier to structure a competition with a beer pong tournament.
If you say so.
I mean, you can make a competition out of anything, I guess.
Well, I'll just be the guy that sucks the most beer down at once wins the beer bong one, but beer pong you can play for a little longer, right?
Yeah. I wonder how they do that when nobody's in the same
location. And
there's
probably one guy who's very adept at chugging that would just dominate the beer bong tournament.
Yeah, right. And that'd be Gronk.
That would be my guess.
I'm guessing Gronk beats Post Malone in chugging a beer bong. My money's on Gronk. You fluffing skin, Puss?
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com. Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin. I really dig that Mr. Skin.
The Whack-It Bracket is also going on at MrSkin.com. We're down to 8 now.
Man.
Yes, we're down to, it would have been the Elite 8 right now, so we're down to our 8. And it's been a fun little diversion for people. And if you still are eligible if you come and vote, even for the 8, front page of our website, you can't miss it. You're eligible to win a 55-inch Samsung 4K TV just for playing and looking at the greatest celebrity sex scenes of all time.
And if you're not familiar with some of these names, and I'm not, you can just click on them and they will show you scenes. Each actress.
Before I'm going to get some details about what life is like in Chicago these days. Before we get into your skin stuff here.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to see pictures. We don't even go down to the city. I mean, why would you?
Yeah.
But when you see pictures, it's just kind of haunting, you know? It's a little weird. And I think in the suburb I live in, people have been really good about, the social distancing. I think the only ones that I see occasionally that kind of get me in a little annoyed is like the high school kids.
Right.
I see them at a park, like,
playing basketball against each other.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
It's just kind of bothers me, but
me
you
too.
Know, whatever.
Yeah, that's and, on their you know, that's on their parents, man. You know,
it is. Yeah, it. But I also in. You know, in fairness, you know, not every household has two parents.
Well, that's a good point, too. I'll give them that. But I you know, I live in an area where a lot of people have two parents, and we're keeping our kids in, and I'm the dick, you know, because some people are out and about, and I say, no, I don't care what they do. I said, you guys, well, my daughter's good, but my son, you got to stay here, man. That's it. That's what's
yeah, well, they were
happen.
Saying, I was reading it, like, because one of the things, you know, I think a lot of people can't get their head around is, like, why are all these new cases coming. We've all been sitting inside for 2 weeks, but this is what you're seeing is a result of what was going on 3 weeks ago,
right.
Or 3.5 weeks ago. And it's like in 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to see the results of all this social distancing. We hope, but it should be because you can't catch it if you just hang with your family in your house, you know?
Well, I always assumed that these two people were going to start banging, but you just gave it away here. The second picture is an Ozark photo. And is that the brother banging the blonde?
Yeah. It's I don't want to give away
if you haven't seen
it, but Ozark, so Ozark is this cool Netflix show, and I remember when I saw the first season, it was like the closest I had seen to like a Breaking, not at the Breaking Bad level, but it was the closest I had seen since Breaking Bad when they launched it on Netflix. And if you don't know about it, Jason Bateman plays this he's like a financial guy, and he does something kind of stupid, and then he has to bring his family to the Ozarks to launder money for his survival.
Yeah,
but
we're all big fans here on the show.
Show. So anyway, I'm a big fan of it, and season three, which I've seen a couple episodes, I haven't seen the whole thing, but everyone has told me that it's going to be as good, if not better, than the first season. You're going to be like, everyone's back on board. Like, it really rallied. And because season two, there some people were bitching and moaning that it was a bit of a drop-off. But I really love the show, so I'm really excited. But it's not a show we get a lot of nude scenes from. But my guys went through it. It came out 3 or 4 days ago. My guys went through it. And Lisa Emery, who plays Darlene Snell, has the best nude scene of the year, which isn't saying much, but it is kind of, she is 66 years old. So anyway, you can check that out. That's out. But a little Ozark trivia, trivia.
Yeah, that's that's that redneck kid banging her.
I don't want to say that.
I assumed it was the brother banging the hot blonde that works at the casino.
No, I'm five episodes in, so I saw that.
I zoomed in. It's the old lady. Oh, geez, I don't want to see that. Go ahead. All right.
Just a quick trivia. Julia Garner, who plays Ruth and is a fantastic actress, she plays like the trailer trash girl that is like, you know, the criminal kind of, but she is such a good actress. She did a movie called 1% More Humid, where you could see some butt. But Laura Linney, who plays Wendy Bird, did an amazing full frontal scene in a movie called Maze in 2000. You guys, I sent you a picture. Please check that out if you haven't seen it.
That looks like real hair.
Oh, yeah, that's back when that's
not American. That's not American.
American.
Yeah.
And then I love this one trivia from the show. So Jason Bateman, of course, sister is Justine Bateman, better known as Mallory from Family Ties.
Yes.
And I get asked, people still remember that show, and I get asked about her. And she did a mini series on Showtime in 2003 with Felicity Huffman called Out of Order. And she actually had a topless scene in the sauna, and it's really good, really good.
Is that Eric Stoltz looking under cans?
Yeah.
That is? Okay.
The Stoltzer, okay. Yes. The Stoltzer.
That is Justine Bateman. I love how you just, since Jason's kicking ass, let's just show his sister naked. I love that.
Yeah, it's a master Bateman scene, so yes, you want to check it out.
Yes.
She's got the pencil erasers going
She's
on.
Nice, yeah. She always was really hot.
Looks good.
Yeah,
and then I had a funny thing for you guys, so everyone's watching or at least knows about Tiger King, the new Netflix show.
Yeah, we're watching
and, that. And it's funny. We get 5 million visitors a month to Mr. Skin, but we also get, like, reports on what people are typing in the search and stuff. People are searching at our website a lot over the last 10 days for Carol Baskin.
Oh,
you know, the Big Cat Rescue woman. And,
who, by the way, was probably hot 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to say.
She was, but she's not now.
No. She's, of course, is the arch enemy of Joe Exotic.
Right.
And on the show, but it's just funny that people have been searching or hoping to see if she, you know, maybe she did something, but the answer is no movies or television, no nude modeling, no Carol Baskin, and I'm sure Joe Exotic would have posted it if she had.
Yes, she would have.
What exactly is her role? Is she an animal activist or something?
But she's also nuts, and she's also a criminal.
Okay.
I mean, there's nobody so far. I'm five episodes in. I think I'm almost done. But basically, there's nobody in it that comes out unscathed. They're all just
right.
Crazy.
If they make a scripted version,
they will.
Is it going to be better?
Well, Kate McKinnon, I just read over the weekend, is set to play Carol Baskin in a scripted version of Tiger King. So Tiger King is not going away, guys.
No.
We got
no.
more to come.
No.
Yeah.
But is the scripted version going to be able to top the one we're seeing now?
I think so.
I don't know.
Oh, the documentary is amazing. I'm with you on that. It has to be more condensed and only a couple hours long, obviously. But there are shows. I remember I watched the documentary about the DuPont and the wrestling murder guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And the documentary is really good. But so is the scripted version with Steve Carell.
That's a good point.
They're just different. I mean, you got to take it for what it can't be any more wild than the actual real life, but I think bringing these people to the big screen, they're going to have to do it, and they're going to do it, right?
Yeah, you're right. They're going to have to summarize it adapt it for a two-hour movie.
Obviously, documentaries are more in-depth and a lot of times better than actual scripted movies, but they have to make this a scripted movie, and Kate McKinnon's going to be great in that role.
Oh, God, don't you think? I mean, is she that Carol Baskin? There were so many cringe-worthy moments with her husband.
I know, and her doing that, McKinnon,
it's
going to be great, right?
It's going to be awesome. And, hey, one other thing I wanted to mention, people are all texting each other for recommendations on what to watch because we're all, like, bored out of our minds.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing about Netflix that I like. I liked this before coronavirus, but now it's even better. Is like they find these shows from other countries and then bring them over and make it really easy for us to watch foreign television shows. You know, they either subtitle them or do the voiceover thing. But there's two shows to recommend to you guys or your audience. One is a cool show from France called Vampires. It's about a Paris teen. She's half human, half vampire, and she's trying to grapple with these emerging powers, and she has all this family turmoil, but the secret vampire community is after her, so it's a cool show, right? Tons of amazing nudity. If you don't mind that some of the nudity is in butcher shops and stuff, it's but there's these gorgeous French actresses, and I think it's worth checking out if you're looking for a show when you're done with Tiger King. But here's another one that I thought you guys might have an interest in. It's from the Netherlands. Now both of these are available at Netflix. It's called Women of the Night. So there you go.
Yeah,
you could figure that out. Again, gorgeous Dutch babes, and it's about a woman who runs an escort agency in Holland. And our guys went through the first season of both of these shows, and we were like, oh, my God, we barely have enough space at Mr. Skin for all the great nudity. And they're beautiful actresses. Nobody you guys would ever have heard of, but just some cool content to think about. They're brand-new shows that are really trending big at our website you might want to check out.
Naked Stuff. Can you tell if your stuff's up because of this virus viewership?
Well, our traffic is, for sure.
That's what I meant, traffic,
You know what it is? It's like, you know what? Think about, like, we're guys, so if there were live games, like if MLB was going on or NBA or NHL, like, we'd be watching sports.
Right.
But so that's kind of taken away. I mean, I don't know how many old games. I've been watching a lot of Michael Jordan Bulls games and stuff. But but it's really gone to a lot of television, you know, and internet. Like, my wife was saying that, like, in the business world, like, normally you never would email someone on a Sunday, but now you, like, email someone and they get back to you in, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's on their phone.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
yeah. So it's interesting. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Listen, I just want to be back to normal as you guys do, but we'll see. Who knows, you know?
All right.
Yeah, so. I don't want to influence the actually, I do, the Whack and Bracket. But if you're into the Master 8... down to eight now, and I'd like to see.
We're in the Master 8, yes.
I'd like to see Heather Graham advance to the final four.
You know what?
Indicators.
Is a sleeper. That is a sleeper scene. Yes, I'm very excited.
Is that from Boogie Nights?
It's from a movie called The Drift in Manhattan, which very few people have seen. But when you know when you see the scene and realize that that is Heather Graham in said scene, you will be very excited. It's really awesome.
Tough matchup, though. She's up against Emilia Clarke.
Yes. And when you see that, you'll forget that was in the first season of Game of Thrones. That scene is one of the reasons people became hooked on Game of Thrones when that was going on.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. Yeah. Thanks to the Laura Linney photo, too. That's pretty cool, man. She's always been a sexy woman, man. Yeah.
Ozark's hot right now, so I wanted to share that with you guys.
All right. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Stay safe.
Bye, guys. Stay safe. Take care.
Yeah. We're essential. Mr. Skin's essential, too, by the way.
If I had to pick a winner here from the Master 8 to go on for the championship, probably putting my money on Chloe 70 from Brown Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because that's actual oral sex.
That's a pretty explicit scene.
Right.
I'm going to say she's probably the odds-on favorite to take the championship.
Yeah, and then the Heather Graham Emilia Clarke bracket. Emilia Clarke, 57.1% of the vote, and Heather Graham is only 42.9%.
Yeah, that Brown Bunny, she was dating that dude at the time.
So she needs to rally.
That's why she did that.
That's not all she was doing to him.
What is a goblin?
Yep, that was it. Yep. I was talking about Todd's chickens here when I say that.
What is a goblin?
Goblin.
And she was only a 3 seed in that bracket.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, it's actual oral sex, and it actually happened.
Yeah.
I mean, in an R-rated movie.
Is that true, or is that just urban legend?
No, she was dating him at the time.
There is no way to fake what she's doing in that scene.
No, I've seen it.
What is a goblin?
You got it.
I don't think chickens don't gobble. Those are turkeys.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Mr. Chicken Man correcting me now.
Right.
Mr. Chicken Man, he knows everything. You are the expert chicken guy. Todd's Chicken Coop.
And we do have, I imagine, do you get wild turkeys out in your neck of the woods?
I saw a deer in the Target parking lot. When I was driving to work the other morning, if you know where I live out west.
You need a DP.
Really? I know. I just saw a deer. I'm thinking, holy crap, it is. He's coming in for supplies.
Just picking up some picture frames.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, there's probably a little less human interference now.
Well, it's also, you know, 4:15 in the morning, so there's nobody around.
But just down the road from my house. There's probably wild turkeys everywhere out west. There's probably 50 turkeys that live in a field just down the road.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. I've had to break for them on the street.
What is a goblin?
Yep.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The sky is bluer, the air over Southern California is cleaner than it's been in years.
It's funny, I got an email the other day, and a guy said, I'm not trying to be a dick, he just was curious about what I thought about, you know, all the carbon being shut down, and it is. And then I read an article yesterday, not the whole thing, I don't want to get to the bottom of it.
No.
but it did say that everything is clearing up.
Well, we can get confirmation from Pete Lee.
Yeah.
In just a little bit here. Right?
Everything is clearing up everywhere. But, you know, global warming and all that stuff's fake. Now, granted, we all want the economy to kick back up. But to think about how everything just stopped, and there's going to be proof that stopping it, or at least slowing it down, is now we're going to have proof.
And it's that immediate.
It's that immediate.
Empty freeways.
But, you know, the non-believers.
Recent rainy weather helped out as well.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It'll clear it up.
Yeah, well, empty freeways for sure.
Shipping is down at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. That means there's fewer diesel fuel burning ships in the water, fewer smog-spewing trucks on the road.
Yeah. And 2 million people might die, so there, that'll clear up a lot of people, too. There. But if 100,000, that's good. We're kicking ass.
That's a victory.
Pat me on the back.
That's right.
Yeah.
If it's only 100,000.
Yeah, we're kicking ass. As long as it's not me or somebody I know, it's other people dying. It's no big deal, right?
Yeah, as long as it's just John Prine.
Yeah,
good God.
I know.
But hey, the ratings are good.
That's it. That's it.
A new survey shows that 33% of Americans say
that
they...
I can smell. I'm good today. Hopefully you guys smell that
yes,
too.
Yes, you can smell.
Last week you were just wafting it at yourself.
I was afraid. Cause I farted the other day where apparently it did stink, and I was worried. And so when I have one that stinks now, I'm happy because I know that they still say that maybe sniffing and tasting goes away if you have the coronavirus. Mm.
Yeah, if you don't have any of the other symptoms.
Right, so fart away, man, and waft in it.
Or maybe you could just smell other stuff.
There's that, too.
That has a pleasant scent to it.
A candle.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Todd. Okay, I'll give you that.
A candle, some cologne. scented soap.
Never thought of it that way.
Damn near anything else that has a scent.
But once again, if it's not handy and you fart, smell it and enjoy it.
It's being reported that college football is thinking about starting their season in July.
Why earlier?
Really?
To avoid the second wave.
So they think there's going to be a sweet spot in between the first and second wave.
They're chatting about that.
Yeah, the only serious conversation I've seen about it is the Big 12. And just the Big 12, no other conferences have chimed in on this, was saying they were going to play the early season without fans. They were planning on no fans in the stands early part of the season.
I ain't playing without fans.
That's good news for Kansas.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Huskers. Yeah. Huskers ain't going to put up with that.
Are your sellout streaks broken because of that?
Oh, no, you're still going to buy tickets. Just to keep the sellout streak going.
Oh, yeah. Idiots, sure. Idiots will blow their cash on tickets and they can't go.
Knowing you can't go. You
of course
still have to
they
buy
will.
It's not sold out if it's empty. I don't care what you're saying. Hasn't sold out. Oh,
no,
sick.
They broke sold that. All the tickets, Tyler. Yeah. You can't argue with that.
Oh, yes,
sellout
you can.
Streak
no,
continues.
They're saying it.
That's important.
They say it went away in 06, if you ask anybody in the know.
No. They sold all the tickets. What part of sold all the tickets don't you understand?
Thank you, Todd.
Empty seats
Thank
in the stands.
You.
Yep.
Yeah. What's corporations, not to understand?
Corporations right. buying big blocks so they can, during
there
the bad season.
There can be nobody in the stands, and it could still be a sellout. And that's going to happen. If we get to that, I guarantee you, Husker fan will buy up the tickets just so.
And your corporation might donate all the money and fire you, by the way. Oh, we were to give you a paycheck. We had to buy extra tickets to fill up the stadium.
If they go into it knowing that they can't have any fans, I can't see how they would even be able to put those on sale.
No.
That's not.
Oh, that's right.
You can't even try to sell those tickets if you know ahead of time there's not going to be any fans.
And the streak will end.
They'll prove you wrong.
They're broadcasting from an empty stadium.
But Husker fans, please be. I want you to be full. I want it to be full, and I want the games to go on. I want this to go away. We're just having fun with you because that streak will go away.
Now, when we come back, I want to delve into something that Nick brought up last week.
All right.
We were watching Ozark. I can't wrap my head around money laundering. How do you money launder?
I think they should have a description. They just across the bottom of that through that entire show. I'd be like, hey, here's how it works.
Yeah, so if you're a money launderer, we could use your expertise.
Yeah, it might be. That sounds pretty in the weeds.
We'll take that call. just give me money laundering 101. Mm-hmm. Because I have a hard time wrapping my brain around it.
Well, I think it has something to do with actually having to claim it. Did you see that part? Have you seen the part where this had nothing to do with it? You only need to watch the show. But of all people, REO Speedwagon's playing the casino.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And he's offering the manager of REO Speedwagon extra cash if you let me sign, use our equipment. And he gets on the phone with Kevin Cronin and says, hey, the guy wants some money launder.
Yeah.
I love that line. I love that line. This guy's trying to launder some money. Would you take an extra $100,000? And REO plays one song in that episode.
Oh, yeah. It's time for me to
time
fly.
Time for me to fly, right. Yeah. They're right there on Ozark.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.